I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey there, Dopamine Damage Control Squad. It's your girl, Sienna Cruz, back with another episode to help you navigate this wild world of cravings and reclaim your focus. Let's be real, we all have those moments, that sudden urge for a sugary snack after a stressful day, the endless scroll through social media when you really should be studying, or even reaching for that extra cup of coffee just to get through the afternoon. It's like our brain is playing these little tricks on us, whispering temptations in our ear and making it hard to stay on track. But guess what? You're not powerless against these cravings. Today, we're diving deep into effective strategies to manage those urges head-on and avoid falling back into old patterns. Remember, building resilience isn't about deprivation, it's about finding healthy ways to navigate those moments of temptation and come out stronger on the other side. So buckle up, because I'm about to drop some serious knowledge bombs on you. Firstly, let's talk about understanding your triggers. What specific situations, feelings, or even times of day tend to make cravings hit hard? Recognizing these patterns is like having a secret weapon. It lets you anticipate those moments and prepare yourself with coping mechanisms. Ever notice how you reach for that chocolate bar when you're feeling stressed or bored? Identifying these triggers allows you to swap unhealthy habits with healthier ones. Next up, we've got the power of mindful awareness. This isn't about becoming a Zen master overnight, but rather about simply paying attention to your cravings without judgment. Notice the physical sensations, that tingling in your fingertips, the butterflies in your stomach, the urge to grab that bag of chips. Acknowledge it, feel it, and then gently redirect your attention elsewhere. Think of it like training your brain. The more you practice mindfulness, the better you become at noticing cravings before they take over. Now, let's talk about building a support system. You know that saying, misery loves company? Well, guess what? Success loves community. Having people around who understand your goals and can offer encouragement and accountability is game-changing. Share your journey with friends or family, join online support groups, or even find a buddy to tackle those cravings together. And remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Make time for activities that bring you joy and help you recharge. That could be anything from taking a walk in nature to reading a good book, catching up with friends, or simply indulging in a relaxing bath. When you prioritize your well-being, you're less likely to reach for quick fixes and more likely to make healthy choices. Finally, let's talk about celebrating your successes. Every time you resist a craving or stick to your plan, give yourself a high five or a big hall dance party. Positive reinforcement keeps you motivated and helps build that sense of accomplishment. Remember, this journey isn't about perfection, it's about progress. Think back to the last time you felt overcome by a craving, maybe for junk food, social media, or even just that extra hour of sleep. Did it make you feel good in the end? Or did you later regret giving in? I bet there were moments where you caught yourself thinking, oh man, I really shouldn't have done that. But here's the thing, those shouldn'ts don't change the past. What can change is how we respond to those cravings in the future. Let's imagine a scenario. You're at work, staring longingly at that pile of donuts on your desk. Your brain is screaming for sugar, but you know indulging will leave you feeling sluggish later. Now, instead of grabbing a donut and feeling guilty later, what if you took a few deep breaths, went for a quick walk around the block, or even just reached for a glass of water? By choosing a healthier alternative, you're not only taking care of your body, but also strengthening your willpower muscle. Remember, every time you successfully navigate a craving, it's like building a brick in the wall of your resilience. Keep practicing these strategies, and you'll find yourself becoming more in control, feeling more focused, and ultimately living a happier, healthier life. Today's takeaway is simple. Cravings are inevitable, but surrender isn't. You have the power to choose how you respond. So go out there, be mindful of your triggers, build that support system, and celebrate every victory, big or small. Want to share your own craving-busting tips? Drop a comment on our social media pages. Let's keep this Dopamine Damage Control Squad strong and growing. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if you found this episode helpful. Until next time, stay focused, stay motivated, and remember, you got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.